live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is the day the Lord has made as a gift for us, an opportunity for us to rejoice, and these are the times in which God has decided we will live. Times such as these require unique responsibilities and a programming note for tomorrow. You may have seen this lady on Fox News. She is an absolute dynamo. Her name is Nicole Solis. She's a parent. And she is done pretending that these schools are doing the right thing with critical race theory, that is, teaching racism. Her school district targeted her for attacks using a PR firm. They used taxpayer money to hire a PR firm to attack a mother for speaking out against critical race theory. Nicole Solis joins us tomorrow on the Todd Herman Show. Couldn't be more thankful for people like her. There is a wave of parents standing up, and this is what it's going to take. It's going to take a concentrated wave of parents to stand up and get comfortable being uncomfortable. It's going to take parents going to school board meetings and saying things like, define woman. Define it. What does it mean? What is a woman? It's going to take going into school board meetings and saying, there are two possibilities. If you're white and you're teaching critical race theory, you're lying when you teach it, or you're a hypocrite. If you're not a hypocrite, resign right now and leave this seat open for a person of color, as the left calls human beings. If not, you're lying. You know it's nonsense. You know that America has not become more racist and more sexist over time. It's not. This will be the ingredients. If you want to live free, you need to speak free. I know that's terrible grammar, but if you want to live free, you need to speak free. You need to increase the volume. Right? And I do in my private life. Like, I have taken the position that, you know, my beloved Alaska Airlines is playing the mask game. Well, that means to me I'm not allowed to fly. Really, what I should do is, as like one of their almost million milers, is book a flight, show up and say, oh, you're not going to let me on the plane? So you're literally not going to let me on the plane because I refuse to be involved in your ideological mask theater. So you are telling me, with all these years of loyalty, because I will not play the theater game, I'm not allowed on your airplane. Make them kick me out. I'm not allowed to fly anyway. Because I'm not going to wear the woke masks ever. I was reading an article over the weekend that one of the things we need to do to these restaurants in Washington state, the separate country of Washington, these other states that are playing this game, is we need to make them kick us out. Don't be rude. Don't belittle human beings. It's not it. Make them kick you out for illogical reasons. People who believe in the mRNA injections can all go get them. The state is bribing people to get the mRNA injections. I don't want the mRNA injection, but people who can get it, get it. Why am I being forced? Why are you telling me I need to wear a woke mask when anybody who wants the mRNA injections can go get jabbed? It's going to take actions like these. You see, I can't say this clearly enough. Logic is an impediment to the party. They don't want people thinking in logical ways. When they can scramble people's brains enough that they're not capable of logic, they've got all the control in the game. When people ask themselves simple questions like, wait, why do I need to wear a mask if everyone else has been injected? That hampers their game because you might say things like, wait, Why is BlackRock, this massive investment bank with this sweetheart relationship with the Federal Reserve, where they're operating on basically 0% interest, why are they getting to use what amounts to taxpayer dollars to outbid taxpayers for homes, buying entire neighborhoods at once at 30 to 50% above market value, at the same time as we're being told by 2030, you will own nothing and you'll be happy? They don't want you thinking that way. They don't want people to be able to apply logic like that, because when you apply logic like that, you begin to ask really uncomfortable questions. Wait a minute. The economy's been crashed for absolutely no medical return, no gain in health. 40% of small businesses crushed. In separate countries like Washington State, you have people being told you can't charge rent in your rental homes. Well, that is if the people who live there are a teacher or who has kids in school, or simply say, I've been affected by the COVID. You can't charge rent. I know two friends who've were on the verge of losing their retirement funds and were forced to sell the rental properties that acted for them as part of their retirement cash flow. They've been forced to sell. So when you use logic, you might be saying, that's interesting. At the same time as smaller landlords, property investors are being crushed by the party, you have a member of the party, BlackRock, coming along and buying entire neighborhoods of homes at 30 to 50% above market value, using what amounts to taxpayer dollars to outbid the taxpayers, creating a falsely high housing market. When this is an organization that owns massive stock in companies that intend to create a world where you own nothing, your things are borrowed by the party, borrowed from the party. And I went through a thought exercise myself on this over the weekend. What am I really afraid of? I mean, I'm not going to rent. I'm going to own. Oh? When the party member BlackRock will go through and buy up housing at 30 to 50% above market value, what does that do to the... what does that do to the property taxes? Well, they go up 30 to 50%. That's the value. Well, but my house is still an investment, is it? When society's being shifted into, you rent, you don't own, why would you ever own? You're going to sell your house to who? The prices have been driven to these absurd levels. If BlackRock and other investment banks are to continue this activity, they're the only buyers who can participate in that. Once you're in a neighborhood filled with people who simply rent their homes from the party and rent their cars from the party, they're even talking about renting clothes, for real. There's companies that do that. You rent clothes. Where's the market? Your buyer is BlackRock. So the party doesn't want us applying logic to things. And there's been an practiced effort, in my judgment, to erase logic and erase critical thinking skills. And to erase speaking hard truths. This weekend, in the separate country of Seattle, I think there were three deaths. See, there were four. Four people killed. One of them was an off-duty police officer who stopped because she was a kind and good-hearted woman to help Washington State patrol deputies deal with a chaotic traffic accident I'm going to explain to you. There were three shootings. Two of those shootings are related to CHOP, or they happened to people related to CHOP on Antifa-stan, which contains some questions we're not to ask about some members of the black community, even as we're told all things are due to white nationalism. So we'll ask those questions that we're not supposed to ask after we check traffic with Right Way Traffic. I honestly, I don't know how people of faith will make it through this or make it through this. I don't get it. People do. I mean, I have plenty of people, friends who are not people of faith and they make it through this. I just tell you, as I'm talking about this, I'm thinking, thank goodness, I'm just a visitor here. There is a family that lost a teenager during CHOP Antifa-stan. Young man was killed. He was one of two children. Well, he was in a child. One of them was a child. Another was a teen that were killed in CHOP Antifa-stan, the Summer of Love. That's not to mention the rapes and the vandalism and the assaults and the arsons and the handing outs of AR-15s in full view of cameras. Full view of cameras. Dude hands out AR-15s to anybody who wants one. None of this is prosecuted. All the investigations into who killed Lorenzo Anderson dropped by the media. They don't care. There's a narrative to be pushed. In a separate country of Washington State that has a so-called governor who has decreed that teachers will teach that all the problems in the world are due to white racism, only white racism. Other races cannot be racist, according to critical race theory. You have this tragedy. Lorenzo Anderson, killed in CHOP, was apparently part of gang life, as all too many people in the separate countries of Washington and Los Angeles and New York and Chicago, particularly as the left calls human beings, people of color, young people of color, into the gang life. Which, why wouldn't you be in Washington State? There's no penalties. You can sex traffic. That's up 2,000% in Washington State since the party took over. You can run drugs, fentanyl, have as much as you want. No one does any serious jail time. Why would you not be ganged up? What's the penalty? Well, death. This young man was killed in CHOP Antifa-stan. Now, his uncle is apparently dead, shot this weekend. God rest him. And his father was shot this weekend, fighting for his life. This is on the anniversary of CHOP Antifa-stan. But all the problems are white racism. We're not supposed to mention the problem that so many people in the black community have with gang violence. That's forbidden, because that's racist for me to say that, despite the data. Number one cause of death of young black men is young black men. Meanwhile, you have a lawsuit. Horace Anderson has a lawsuit pending against Seattle, King County, and State of Washington for $1 billion each. Why? Because when his son was shot and killed, well, actually, when his son was shot and dying, first responders couldn't get in. Why? Because domestic terror groups had been allowed to seize control of an American city and they wouldn't let the cops in. And this is in a state where the so-called attorney general is charging cops as murderers because they've put a spit shield on a guy who three grown men could not control in 20 minutes of trying. Meanwhile, to this, outside of the separate country of Washington State, in Austin, Texas, and dear friends in Texas, I beg you to understand that Austin is a Maoist village. Okay? In this Maoist revolution, it's a Maoist village. They're seizing your state by seizing Austin and then moving out from there. The Austin Statesman will not report the detailed description of a suspected mass shooter because he's black. That's why. If he was white, of course they would. They would say, of course, another white person with a mass shooting. More? You need more? To remind ourselves of a woman who went through Maoist China, and then I will give you more examples of what's being done to this country by the party.
I've been very alarmed about what's going on in our school. You are now teaching, training our children to be social justice warriors and to loathe our country and our history. Growing up in Mao's China, all this seemed very familiar. The communist regime used the same critical theory to divide people. The only difference is they use class instead of race. During the Cultural Revolution, I witnessed students and teachers again turn against each other. We changed school names to be politically correct. We were taught to denounce our heritage. The Red Guards destroy anything that is not communist. Old statues, books, and anything else. We are also encouraged to report on each other, just like the Student Equity Ambassador Program and the Bias Reporting System. This is indeed the American version of the Chinese Cultural Revolution. The critical race theory has its roots in cultural Marxism. It should have no place in our schools.
God bless her. Like I said, there are parents standing up. More? Here's more fruits of critical race theory. In a span of approximately 45 hours, a man named Isaiah G. Zeke Gardenshire, of Mount Pleasant, allegedly went on a crime spree that included killing a 13-year-old girl, taking hostages, carjacking, robbing people, and sexually assaulting two women, one of whom was a stranger to him.
He was free on bond for another sex crime when he did all this.
But racism. More? British poverty charity Oxfam has announced and is teaching their staff that white women are committing acts of racism when
they report being raped. They are to shut up and accept that if they report being raped, they're harming black people.
More? In New York, the Metropolitan Transit Authority has a sign up for the Pride train. No bigotry, hatred, or prejudice allowed at the station at any time. Respect trans people or your pronouns will be, was, were. I'll say that again.
Respect trans people's pronouns or your pronouns will be, was, were.
Yes, those are verbs, not pronouns. That's also a threat. You will pretend men are women and women are men or we'll kill you. That's a government sign in the city of New York. Like I said, logic is an impediment to the party. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.
It's your turn to text the Todd Herman Show.
The rule's pretty simple.
Be concise, be precise, and drop the mic. 800-465-8770.
You can also email me, therman at ktth.com. Art Bell fan, Todd, just wondering, parents are rising up on critical race theory. Why not the sex ed programs? They are. We've had some terrific examples of parents reading the perverse pornographic sex ed to school boards, and it's having a predictable result. One of the funniest was one of the politicians sitting up there in a suit, empty suit.
I'm extremely uncomfortable hearing this. I'm extremely uncomfortable with this.
Are you? I don't care. Sorry. I don't care. You signed off on this being taught to five-year-olds. In fact, you have to be taught what it feels like. Right? This is our job. We're going to be uncomfortable. We have to be okay being uncomfortable. Incidentally, relates to your nickname, Art Bell fan. I got to know Art just a little bit. He had me on his program for 2 hours back in 1994 because I started the Paula Corbin Jones Legal Defense Fund. I was supposed to be on for a half hour. Art liked me. We had a lot of fun with people calling around the country, and I raised money for Paula Corbin Jones, one of the women who has credible evidence that she was raped by Bill Clinton, or he attempted to rape her. And Art moved the radio show from our tiny little station in Spokane to a much bigger station. He personally called me. It wasn't even my radio station. I was just the host. I mean, my good friend Tom Cock owned it. And Art called me. I'm sitting at my desk. I pick it up. Hi, this is Todd. Todd, it's Art Bell. Hi, Art. I just wanted to apologize for the moving of the program. It's just such a bummer. Just we need the bigger signal. I thought, this is remarkable. So, Art Bell fan, thank you for that. On the topic of Jesse Young, I continue to go out and check Republicans in Washington State. To me, this is a template around the country. Do the Republicans get the stakes of the game? Or are they shiny-shoed professional Republicans who say things like tax rates, properly funding the schools? In other words, are they playing the game? Or are they aware that we are in a cultural revolution? There's only two answers. Susan McCoy of Bellevue. Todd, I'm particularly mad at the long-term care bill. My husband is 62. We own property in Virginia we're retiring to. He has MS and no insurance company will give him long-term care insurance. We are triple out. Yeah, this long-term care scam in Washington State is just that. The government sets up a rule. You will have this long-term care insurance, which is useless trash. $30,000 of coverage might pay for 2 days of long-term care, and that's what it's capped out at, but they're going to take the money out of your check even if you move. They want to continue to take it out of your check. Well, probably I got that wrong. If you move, you can't use the benefit, so-called benefit. It's only for, in Washington State, it's a way to trap people there. And yeah, in this case, Susan, I can understand being very, very upset with that. And I'd like to be able to pray for your husband. Space Hog. Hi, Todd. To any sentient being listening to the three interviews you've conducted with the various Republicans from Washington State, the answer key is Jesse Young. JT Wilcox and John Braun would do well to reach out to Mr. Young for advice as he truly represents the wants, needs, and desires of conservative Washingtonians. We're done with the spineless, mealy-mouthed career politicians who refuse to play anything other than second place or for participation trophies. Jesse got the same treatment that JT got on the show. John Braun got a little bit different treatment because when you come on my program and I ask you an open-ended question, what are the stakes we're dealing with? And you as a Republican come on my program and you open your mouth and say, well, it's really the hard right that's our problem. Well, kind of the hard left too, but mostly the hard right. They won't shut up about elections. You chose the tone of the interview. You directed the tone at the outset. Perhaps if John Braun comes back, we can have a more well-rounded discussion. Texting Trucker. Hey, brother, can I hear the? I can hear the frustration in your voice with the nonsense going on in our own society. I'm frustrated too, but please allow me to be of encouragement. Make no mistake. The day is coming when the Lord our God will bring this lunacy and foolishness to sudden screeching halt. I don't know what that will look like, but it's coming. You're right. God chose us to live in this moment in time. We're nearing the end of the game. God has called some of us to be in the all-star team to take the field when we're called upon. Stay strong, my friend. The Lord will not fail. Thank you, texting trucker. That makes a huge difference to me. Be safe out there, brother. We need you. We need all of you. China in the G7 hockey dude. Todd, the imposition of the China model on YouTube is growing ever more apparent. This morning, they ran an ad that urged watchers to make Pence furious and donate money to support HR1, the federal takeover of elections. Ben Franklin would be rolling over in his grave to know that the laboratories of democracy the United States represents are being destroyed. Absolutely. HR1 cannot be allowed to be installed. If it passes the federal government, if it makes it out of there and Joe Biden's dementia signs it, every Republican office holder will file suit, or you will never again be regarded as a serious government leader. States will refuse to implement it. This requires a constitutional amendment. The Constitution says the state legislatures decide how federal office elections are handled in their state. A bill cannot change the Constitution. A constitutional amendment can do that. You must refuse to implement it. One too many. Why vaccinate? Good morning, Todd. The vaccine push for COVID-19 is insanity. It makes no sense unless it's for the next horrible thing that's in the pipeline we don't know about that they aren't telling us. Well, I can tell you this, one too many. It's not for medical purposes. Only at-risk populations benefit from this. Lake Stevens lunatic, I started doing that this weekend. I told my wife we're not walking into another store with a mask on. If they tell us we need to put one on, we're going to ask them why when the mandate says vaccinated people don't have to wear a mask. Force them to say it, and then we will turn around and take our money elsewhere. Well done, lunatic. We'll come back and wrap up the day with a personal note next on the Todd Herman Show. Down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. On a personal note tonight. Tonight? Wow. How on earth? Alex, did we just flip times? Yep. Are we doing a nighttime show now?
Good evening, everyone.
Wow. I apologize. And a personal note today, have you ever been on the underground tour of Seattle? If you're from the Seattle area, you almost certainly have. And if not, what's wrong with you? Well, I know Pioneer Square is a gang-infested, you know, shooting gallery of needles and guns and people who should be hospitalized and helped roaming the streets, harming one another and waiting to harm you. I get it. Prior to that, did you go on the underground tour of Seattle? One of the greatest days I could remember as a parent was an opportunity to unschool. And in days of homeschooling that people are experiencing, some of people being kind of forced to do that, given what the government is doing to kids in the schools, I'll just share this with you. Decided to unschool for a day. When I first heard that phrase, I thought that's the stupidest, lamest, hippie thing I've ever heard in my life. Unschooling. Well, it's not. Lots of great people became great people through unschooling methodologies. There's all sorts of ways to learn. Some people learn through work. There's so many people who learned math because they had to figure out how to plow a field. There's people who learned how mechanics worked, the mechanical devices, because they had to fix things. So there's all sorts of ways to learn. My daughter and I went and did a top, or probably it was a bottom-up tour of Seattle. We started, well, actually, we started at the top. That's right. We went to the top, then to the bottom, and back up. We went up to the Columbia Tower, tallest building in Seattle. I'm not going to call it its new name because it's always going to be the Columbia Tower. And we're up some 80 stories, 82 or something like that. And we took our drawing materials and we drew pictures of what we could see from up there. And my daughter was asking questions like, how far away is the space needle? Say, we could figure that out, couldn't we? And so we worked on triangulation. How heavy is this building? It's a great question. I don't know if we can figure that out, but we can apply some guesses. So we drew these pictures of our surroundings, north, south, east, and west, the compass coming into play. What direction is home? Right? Let's clock this out on a compass. How many degrees to the west is home? How far out is the open ocean? We went from there and rode the elevators down. You have to get off the elevators at a certain point, get onto others. They say that to prevent your ears from getting screwed up. I don't know if that's really true. Went down to the bottom and there was an art exhibit. Female artists. Luck had it. Walked in and the lady saw me with my daughter and said, oh, are you not in school today? I said, we're unschooling. She looked at my daughter's notebooks and said, this is amazing drawing. These are works from female artists. Would you like to look around? And I said, hey, why don't you do that? I'll be out here. She got to meet with the curator of this little art museum, art studio, I should say, and look at all these drawings of older women had done. Then we proceeded down to the Pioneer Square. We went on the underground tour. Now we're way down below Seattle. What are we seeing? Well, houses of prostitution. We ended up on the blue tour. That's okay. I can explain that activity. Here's what the Bible says about it, and here's why people do this, and it's done today, and we talked about the harsh realities of sex trafficking in Seattle. We talked about some of the fun stuff, like you walk along and there's an area where you see that they built the roads up because the flood had become so bad that their solution was, hey, let's put the roads 10 feet higher than the sidewalks. So people had to climb ladders to walk over the roads, but we got to sit at tables that existed in that era and touch bricks that existed in that era. And I got to say, I wonder what it would have been like to have been a woman in that era with the petticoats and the style of dress. We got to talk about the geographic changes, the geological changes to our area, and how to overcome geology. They actually filled in the Bay of Seattle with muck and junk from when the city burned down. Seattle's built on rubble. Makes sense since the city's falling apart. We exited there and got to go across the street to my favorite bookshop. And it's gone now. It's up on Capitol Hill. It will never be the same. It used to be five stories of books, Elliott Bay Books, and gave her a budget. It was a city of books. We ate in there. Walked out with a handful of books. At our last stop, we rode the bus up to the Smith Tower. Smith Tower is the oldest building of that height. At one point, it was the tallest in the West Coast. You still have an elevator operator. We got to go up into this apartment. They were having a showing. I think it just sold millions of dollars. Unbelievable beauty. We came back down. At the end of that day, my daughter said to me, wow, I can really see why people like to study things like geometry and history. And I thought that I just wanted to be an artist, but all these things are so interesting to me. I never thought there was a use to these things. But now with history, I can remember when Seattle burned and what it take to bring it back. And with geometry, I can look at the size of these buildings. And I still have my journal from that day. I'm afraid to ask if she still has hers, because if she doesn't, my heart's going to break. I still have the pictures. I was taking pictures of the drawings we drew from the Columbia Tower. Here's a picture of what we're looking at behind us. Unschooling is not a stupid idea. It's actually a family idea. This is the Todd Herman Show. We air every weekday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. live on the West Coast, on podcasts everywhere. Go be well, be strong, and be kind.